Happy Monday, my friend. Today, I want to share with you one of the most common things people consume in packaged food and drinks that may seem healthy, but unfortunately aren't. Do you know about the different types and uses of gums in food? Well, the majority of us don't. And I want to dive in a little here because they can be hard to avoid, as many gums have names that sound potentially harmless. I'll also explain why eliminating and reducing these additives is best for your health, especially your gut. Now, if you've been following me for a while, then you know I'm obsessed about gut health. The fact is that the state of our gut directly reflects the state of our health. So if we have a healthy gut, then we're going to be feeling healthy, energetic, and amazing. But if our gut is leaky, then it's allowing toxins, pathogens, bacteria, viruses, and fungi into our bloodstream. And if this is happening, then we're most likely struggling with anxiety, depression, bad moods, major inflammation, joint pain, weight gain, obesity, diabetes, autoimmune diseases, and of course, a plethora of other health issues. Here's the thing. I try not to focus too much on what I need to avoid to be healthy, and instead focus on all the glorious foods that Mother Nature provides, that nourishes us and keeps us feeling amazing. But the thing is, we need to know what's in our food to make informed decisions. Food companies are extremely manipulative and spend millions of dollars trying to trick you into thinking their food is healthy and delicious when it's actually horrible for you. The fact is, when we mix a bunch of ingredients together, it requires food companies to invent ways to keep the concoction tasting good. Without food additives, their product would literally be inedible. Think about that. These food-like products aren't food anymore, since they must have different chemicals to keep it stable. Gums do a multitude of things, like add desired texture, add shelf life, thicken, stabilize, and emulsify food-like products. Gums damage the body, especially the gut. So let's learn how we can avoid them. But first, we need to know the most popular gum additives. Carrageenan, number one, xanthan, guar, locust bean, gelatin, cellulose, and tara, the most new gum to the market. I actually have a link down below if you want to read more about them. But these gums primarily come from plants and bacterial fermentation that are derived or extracted in a lab. But here's the kicker. All gum additives appear to powerfully influence the makeup of our gut bacteria. Turns out that they're major gut irritants and can cause gastrointestinal inflammation, ulcerations, colitis-like disease, and it literally wrecks the mucus barrier and lining of your gut. You see, we only have a one cell thick gut lining that keeps all the stuff we don't want in our bloodstream out. Yes, it's super thin, and this is why it's vital we keep it healthy and doing its job. But when we eat things like gums, gluten, GMOs, conventional dairy, and other gut irritants, the irritants in these foods slice open our gut lining. It's usually no big deal since our gut lining heals within days, but if we're always consuming these irritants, then our gut is always compromised. Gums are also considered anti-nutrients because they mess with the absorption of important minerals in our bodies. So even if you give your body the nutrients it needs, if you're consuming gums, then they can block you from ever absorbing them. The truth of the matter is that if it's made in a lab, we shouldn't be eating it, period. So what are the most common healthy, quote unquote, healthy foods that contain gums? Big ones are nut and seed milks, canned coconut milk. And I'm giving you two brands that don't add gums, and that's Trader Joe's organic coconut cream and Trader Joe's coconut milk. Those are the canned ones, and they're both organic. And my favorite, Native Forest unsweetened organic coconut milk called Simple. They're also found in cottage cheese, yogurt, sour cream, infant formulas, nutritional shakes, supplements, cosmetics. And pretty much you can find them in all major and all packaged foods. The worst gum of them all, according to research, is, drumroll, carrageenan gum. Most people thought it was safe since it's extracted from red seaweed, but studies show that it's toxic to the digestive tract and may be responsible for colitis, IBS, rheumatoid arthritis, and even colon cancer. So how do we avoid gums? Well, first and foremost, always read the ingredient list, especially when the food package looks healthy and makes claims like fat-free, sugar-free, gluten-free, cholesterol-free, blah, blah, blah. Anything with the word gum after it is a no-go. Remember, it's not about perfection. The best advice I can give you if you're working to switch your food and products towards better options is always focus on what you use every day first. What are you consuming day in, day out? Those are the first things to investigate and begin looking for better and healthier alternatives, because we can't change everything overnight, right? It takes time. So we have to give ourselves grace. So that's it. Hopefully you have maybe be inspired to learn a little bit more about gums, where they are in your lives, and how you can gently just get them out, because they're not serving your gut. They're not serving you. Until next time, with love and gratitude, Becky.